via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right to your phone calls. We go to Tony in California. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind?
Well, a little more about the military bureaucracy since you guys were talking about it. I'll be honest, most of me just wants to forget those years, but...
I bet.
Yeah, one thing about military bureaucracy, one of my friends wanted to be a SEAL, and so he went through all the rigmarole and, you know, getting up at 5 in the morning and swimming, you know, however many laps and all that stuff. And then when he got into boot camp, they told him that he couldn't be a SEAL, not because he wasn't physically qualified, but because he chose the wrong job in the Navy. So that was the reason he couldn't do what he wanted to do. You know, that's what he joined
so
the Navy for.
He picked the wrong EOS or something?
Right.
Is that what they call it?
You know, he picked, like, damage control instead of hull technician or, you know, something. So that was the excuse they gave him.
Well, couldn't they? So it is an excuse. So couldn't they just change his EOS? I mean, what's the big deal?
No, I mean, that's the thing. That's the biggest thing that I saw. That's the biggest reason that I would just assume forget those years is because I saw the bureaucracy. And the bureaucracy is just completely unfriendly. It's probably the worst in the military because it doesn't surprise me that girl that got killed was told that she couldn't transfer just because. I mean, it would certainly make a lot of sense to transfer her out just for her own safety.
Well, yeah, but then they'd have to do paperwork.
Right, exactly. Do you see what I'm saying?
It reminds me of prison. In prison, you could the only way you could get moved from room to room or cell, if one prefers the term,
bureaucracy is bureaucracy.
Is basically claiming that you're in fear for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if they felt like moving you otherwise, they certainly could, but it was kind of rare. So
yeah, bureaucracy that I'm starting to notice is it really does it attempts to absolve people of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, it falls into that, well, I was just following orders, or you got to fill out this piece of paper.
There's that's not my department.
Oh, yeah.
There's that one, too.
Oh, that's real typical. You know,
yeah.
Department of Motor Vehicles. So, I mean, they also jipped me on my move when I got out, just because, they're paying me a move from Virginia back to California.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I did the do-it-yourself move, and I sent them all the receipts. I jumped through all the hoops that they wanted to,
mm-hmm.
and then they sent me a check for about half of the gas that I spent. You know, of course, that's the time that the gas went up from, what, $3 to $5 a gallon?
Mm.
So, I mean, I suppose I could have written letters and stuff, but...
Why bother?
It's just, why bother, exactly?
Your time is worth a certain amount.
Well, and I think that your solution, Ian, it is a good future long-term solution is to just get rid of it, or just basically start ignoring the government altogether.
Yeah, well, that is my personal solution. I don't fund them.
When we make a radical departure with reality today, like getting rid of the military, getting rid of the army, shutting it down, it's only what the founding fathers wanted. They just wanted, citizen militiamen protecting their communities, and essentially, the only reason you'd call up the army would be for, two-year stints in order to fight off invaders
they
or something like that.
They certainly did not intend to have a printing press kind of money manufacturing situation where you could just print out as much money as you wanted to and then fund all the crazy wars that you were interested in funding as a result of that and effectively steal money from the pockets of everybody in the country. They understood that if the money was value backed, that in order to go to war, you'd actually have to get people to contribute to the effort. I mean, they would have called it taxation back then, but if people didn't pay the taxes, then they wouldn't have been able to go to war.
Right.
They certainly did not envision this kind of military society we have today.
Well, you know, I mean, even the Constitution. I mean, no matter how many ways you write things down to ensure that there's a check and balance of power, obviously they forgot something. And they still found a chink in the armor, to just go, and they'll just go, well, we'll just make everything illegal again and turn it into it's basically a big vacuum cleaner to rob people of all their wealth.
That's what it is. It's the government is the most brilliant scam ever devised by mankind. The most brilliant bunko game or whatever you want to call it, the most brilliant ripoff that has ever been perpetrated.
Hey, I was talking to somebody about shift gears for a second. I was talking to somebody about the Free State Project last night. I was I played them the podcasts, and so they were getting a kick out of that. But I talked to them about the Free State Project, and then it sprung a question in my mind, because he mentioned politics as if that was a discussion of politics. Now, do you guys think that discussing freedom and liberty like this is the same thing as discussing politics?
Absolutely not. I can understand why people would confuse it, because it sounds like you're talking about politics, because you're talking about, you know, the government and how you'd like to get it out of your life, and somehow government is equated to politics. But politics, to me, my understanding of politics is, you know, the constant struggle for control of a given power kind of structure, whether it's office politics or whether it's governmental politics. It's debating one side versus the other as to who will be in charge and why. That's
right.
What politics seems like to me.
Right. As right. Politics is sort of, for one, it's the talking about the names of people in power. That would probably be the center of politics. You know, talking George Bush and Puff and to Ted Daschle and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. You know,
a perfect example would be the big news today. If you go to Drudge Report right now, it's John Edwards, some politician guy who apparently got caught cheating or has admitted cheating, and, you know, oh my gosh, our political John Edwards.
Yeah, I was sitting through the GCN news break, and I heard all of this, you know, crap that I just felt.
Right, in politics, the issue isn't, in politics, the issue is never violence and it being enacted on innocent people. The issue is, oh my gosh, he's been caught cheating, our politicians, they're so bad, aren't they terrible, we need new politicians.
Well,
I mean, it's
I think
never
that's one
a
of
real
the things
issue.
That may slow change down is people have just got to get over this idea that that they're going to control other people. You know, John Edwards, he has the right to cheat on his wife if he wants to, I guess. But, you know, then he's got to deal with the court of public opinion.
And it's not going to be kind to him, I can tell you that. His wife had cancer. The thing about politics is it's essentially two groups out there in America, two groups that want to take your money and limit your freedom in different ways.
And they argue
over
how.
Yeah, and whereas what you're talking about, these issues generally is what liberty is about, is you want to see the power return to the person. You want to see nonviolence and non-aggression upon somebody for whatever decision it is that they make. And, you know, as long as they don't hurt somebody, and that wouldn't be aggression. So I think that there's a distinction. People, it sounds like it's close. It's like in the neighborhood of politics, but it's not exactly the same. And I often
that's
use
why I don't like
issues.
Being called a political show.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
Yeah, I can see that.
If we were out here promoting the Libertarian Party, then you could definitely call us a political
show. Sure, and
show,
we could talk about how great all the candidates are from the Libertarian Party, and let's bring on the guy who's running for dog catcher in Minnesota.
Then it would be political.
Right.
Well, I didn't even really know what a Libertarian was years ago, but this sounds pretty good. Freedom.
I don't even know what a Libertarian is today, so that's why I don't apply that label to myself. And I am certainly not interested in promoting the political process, though I will acknowledge when the political guys have some success at achieving a little bit more of an advance for freedom, which is why we talked to Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, because those guys are actually doing something and it's having some effect. So you go. Hope
thanks
that answers your
my
question. Comment. Thank you for the call, Tony. We appreciate hearing from you as we continue with Bill listening to KGEZ in Kalispell. Hello, Bill. Bill?
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Bill?
Well, I'd just like to make an observation. You guys are always talking about the free market, and we've been talking about you guys around here. And the free market has decided to can your guys' show, and now you're being all butthurt and being hypocritical about the free market.
No one has ever been hypocritical, sir. What are you referring
really?
To?
Yeah, before you, Bill, I don't want to be combative on this. We got an email in the early part of the just before the show that said that we had somehow insulted Montana, and I got to say that I'm broadsided by that, Bill. I have no idea what that means.
I don't know who sent you that. You didn't insult me. I could care less.
Okay.
I mean, my point is that I've heard this hoopla going on, and so I thought I'd call in because I don't listen to your show. I talked to Ian when he did the call-in interview with Stokes, and we've gone round about things, and, you know, he preferred to paint me as a tinfoil hat-wearing fella, so, you know, that's fine. I don't care.
Do you believe in chemtrails?
No, chemtrails would be the
least. Hang on, we'll bring you back. You can critique us and yell at us or whatever the hell it is you were calling for in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Paul, your book has seemingly ticked some people off kind of royally. Are you okay with that?
Actually, I'm very okay with that. I think the controversy allows for conversation to happen in people's lives that would not normally happen. People are being, at least they're exposing their viewpoints, their ideas, and it's opening up, even if they're mad, it's opening up conversations.
And it's a novel, so if you disagree with things in it, it's not a problem.
Yeah, and it's not intended to be a new book of the Bible. It's not scripture. It's a work of fiction, and it's not that big. And so it's not a systematic theology. This is a great opportunity for conversations, and people need to have the freedom to bring to the table what they have, regardless of what it is.
And that's what I hear from people, what they appreciate about this book and their family, faith, community, others, is that it's generated these wonderful conversations about who is this God, really.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in a bit of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you need to do your will, a living trust, living will, trademarks, patents, all those things, you can do them at LegalZoom.com. Website, it's not staffed by lawyers, but was created by lawyers. If you use code FTL, you save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
So let's bring back Bill in Kalispell, who claims he's not listening to KGEZ, but somehow got our phone number to call in tonight. Now, Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live, and let me see if you can – I want to give you another chance to make your initial point, something about us being hypocrites. Can you make that a little bit more clear for me, because I didn't quite get it? Bill? Kalispell, Bill, are you there?
There
I hear somebody. Somebody put the phone down, it sounds like. Put him on hold. We'll try bringing him back, because I would like him to bring that critique back forward. It sounded to me like he was suggesting that, first of all, if you're just tuning in, one of our affiliates, KGEZ in Kalispell, Montana, has been on with the show for like a year and a half. And sure, Free Talk Live is controversial and iconoclastic, but for whatever reason, recently, a certain segment of listeners there has gotten very, very vocal about getting Free Talk Live taken off the air. As a result, a radio station, unfortunately, is actually seriously considering doing so. I don't feel like they've actually made up their minds yet, because they haven't done anything yet. And even if they are going to take us off weeknights, they are still considering running us Saturday, so it won't be a total loss of an affiliate, which is good for us. But I think what Bill was trying to get at there was that we get on the air and talk about the free market, and now the free market is doing something that we would rather it not do, and then we're hypocrites because we don't like what's going on? Is that kind of what you got from
it? I think that
it?
If, I mean, I think that, for one, Bill was gloating. And
yes, nah, we won.
There you go. And, you know, that's fine. But you know, there's nothing wrong with us wanting to keep our customers and trying to figure out what it is that what's going on here. What can we do? Talking about the issues,
trying to make a case for what about all the people that tune in to listen to Free Talk?
Say what we're willing to do, what we're not willing to do. I don't think any of those is contrary to the free market.
No, and if it all even if it shook out that KGEZ dropped the show entirely. That's the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, this is a business where as long as we're growing in affiliates instead of losing affiliates over time, then we will continue to grow and become more successful. We would love for every single radio station that comes on board to stay on board, but the fact is sometimes they change formats. Sometimes they get bought by somebody else that doesn't want to do what they're doing on the air.
And they have to service their listeners in the same way that we have to service them. And if it's contrary to their business model to have Free Talk Live on, then they're not going to have Free Talk Live on for very long. If it's just not working out, then I guess that's the way it's got to be. I don't want it. I want exactly the contrary. But
yeah, this is not a market failure. The market's doing exactly what it was intended to do, and that is to satisfy its customers in the way that the different market actors think is best. And it's not our radio station, so we don't get to choose. We can make our case.
It's really great for KGEZ. I mean, we've been talking about them great deal for the last four nights or something.
I think that John Stokes is actually just trying to stir up some controversy and get people listening.
It wouldn't be unwise. And I'll tell you that we've been getting a lot of calls from Montana, and it's working.
We always get a lot of calls from Montana, though. So anyway, we continue with, I believe, Mike listening in Montana to KGEZ. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, John doesn't need to stir up controversy to get attention to his station. He doesn't need to do that because he has a lot of listeners here. And it's not just a selected few that are kind of calling in and raising a guff here, because I was part of the vote that one day. And, you guys got like three votes to keep you on, and everybody else called in. And
yeah, that's kind of an unscientific poll. First and foremost, unscientific poll. Secondly, we've been on the air for a year and a half. What took you so long? What took you so long?
Well, the thing is you guys' view is so narrow. You don't even research or even look at the big picture of things.
What do you mean?
Or even care to look at things.
What?
Right away, as soon as somebody mentions 9/11 or chemtrails, they're an idiot. Or whatever, they're a whack.
No, I've never called you an idiot believing in 9/11. No, I've just told you that it's not relevant to me, sir.
Use the word whack, and I've heard you say that.
Well, I think chemtrails are a crackpot conspiracy theory. I mean, we saw a video the other day from a woman that was looking at her sprinkler in her backyard, and she saw a rainbow in the sprinkler and believed that there was poison in her water.
Yeah,
she believes in chemtrails, too.
The people here in Montana aren't like other people. And John Stokes and his family are doing a wonderful job to wake people up. And there's a lot of people here that listen to The Edge that are way far above, light years ahead of everybody else because of John and his family. And we're not like everyone else.
But
we're on to you guys and know what's up.
What's that mean?
You guys figure it out.
Does that mean that you think that I'm part of a global worldwide conspiracy where the bankers are pulling my strings?
Hey, I don't know. You fill in the blanks.
I'm asking you. You're the only one that can tell me.
No, you won't get an answer from me. You just won't.
Why?
And Ian, I
he
wish you would do something with that
Mark.
1979 haircut.
But before you go on, Mike.
It looks like one of the Ramones.
Are you watching us on the webcam right now?
No, I think that's my haircut you're looking at. The thing I want to talk about, Mike, is, you know, our positions have changed somewhat, you know, since being there on KGEZ. Now, certainly they're not completely in line with every conspiracy theory out there, but we've softened our position and changed it somewhat. Do you think that that's a success?
Do you think Building 7 is a conspiracy?
What I think Building 7 is I think that Building 7 was damaged by the fall from Buildings 1 and 2. And
nothing
that,
hit it.
What's
there
that?
Was a couple of wastebaskets on fire.
You weren't there. I wasn't there.
You
so
know,
all I can do is the understanding that I have is that the guy, you know, somebody said pull the fire team out of Building 7. It's going to fall. And
why is it that? Why does it upset you so much, Mike? That we just aren't interested in doing the research that you want us to do. Why does that upset you so much?
Here's what bothers me the most about you guys. It's either your way or the highway. And that's the part I can't figure. And, you know, there's millions of people around the world.
What do you mean by that? We let you call about anything.
But why do you interrupt? Please don't interrupt me.
I was right
in the middle of a sentence.
What you believe, and I believe what I believe. And so, therefore, for you, it's your way or the highway. And for me, it's my way or the highway. And I'm getting you on the air right now and talking about it. I'm not stifling you or anything like that. So you're
not. You sure do stutter a lot, though.
I'm a bit of a stammerer, but I found that that's pretty common in talk show hosts, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, see, the thing is, you guys never want to look at it. You never want to even take maybe look at it or look at this or do a little research.
Why
or anything.
Do I need to?
Right away, as soon as somebody mentions something, it's just totally bonkers.
Mike, why should I bother? I already know, Mike.
Mike,
I already know the government is evil. Why should I bother researching more stuff to prove to me the government is evil?
Right, and if you don't pay your taxes, you shouldn't be here because the rent here is high.
Okay,
thank you for the call,
Mike. We appreciate hearing from you. No answer to my question. You don't want to answer our questions. 800-259-9231. Why should I bother? Can someone answer that, please? I'd like to know. It's Free Talk Live.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days? Well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep, so you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. On us, including the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners, over 375,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. The controversy that has been erupting for the past week or so, at the very least, at our affiliate KGEZ in Montana, continues to boil over tonight with more calls rolling in and on hold. But before we continue taking the calls, I want to reiterate my question. The last guy that was on the line did not want to answer the question. He was suggesting, or he was demanding, that we do research into the 9/11 and the chemtrails and whatever other, you know, crackpot conspiracies are out there. And, you know, maybe the 9/11 thing's true. Maybe the chemtrails are really happening. Maybe all of that stuff is true. But what is the point in having me go out and do all of that research? You want me to become a true believer just like you? What is that your goal? Do you want me to have the exact same set of beliefs as you do? Because it would seem to me that the It seems, at least, and maybe I'm misinterpreting this, but it seems the purpose of putting all these theories out there about chemicals in the sky and, you know, the government doing 9/11 and all that stuff is to suggest to people or to prove to them that government is evil and that government can hurt people and government does awful things to innocent people. But I already agree with all of that. I already understand that government is inherently evil, and I don't think it can be fixed. You know, I'm already down that road. So what is it that you are intending to accomplish with your demands that we go and, you know, put hundreds of hours of our free time, and as you have done, and researching these topics so we can, you know, be aligned with you? Is that what it is? Is Mark, am I, what do you think? Can you speculate on this? What's the reason for this? Is it that these people, these listeners, they want their talk show hosts to be 100% ideologically completely compatible with them? They don't want their belief systems challenged?
People like agreement. I like people that agree with me better than I like people that disagree with me.
Because it's certainly not going to prove anything to me. I'm already over the idea of government. It's done. I don't want government in my life. So whether they are poisoning people's water supply, or they're engaging in eugenics programs, or they're dropping atom bombs on people, or they're killing brown people around the world, or they're running a police state, or they're doing drug, you know, the war on drugs, whatever it is, however provable it is, I'm already there. So what do you want from me? What I do is I do a radio show that allows you to call in about anything. You know, if you call and you're talking about something that's kind of droll and kind of dull and not really something that's too interesting, your time's going to be limited. But if you're calling about something that's intriguing and interesting, then we'll go and talk with you for a while. The controversy's interesting. That's why we've been talking to these people for extended periods of time. But talking about the Building 7 the fires and the napalm and the...
I'm trying to find out what, to some extent, what the complaints are. I would like, you know, more than anything to stay on KGEZ. And, you know, I haven't heard too many complaints that I can really nail down.
I've understood so far.
And I've been insulting. I don't understand that either.
Right. We aren't lockstep on every single conspiracy theory out there, even though we're definitely there with the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's certainly a big conspiracy theory. And there's no doubt in my mind that it's absolutely the case. There's plenty of evidence for it. And then what was the other? There was another big one that we were on board with, but I'm spacing right now. Federal Reserve and, like, what's another big conspiracy that we're on board with?
Chemtrails could very well be.
Definitely not on board with chemtrails.
Chemtrails could, as far as I'm concerned, could very well be the government trying to control the weather. I'm not sure. I don't know. And, you know, some of that stuff that they're trying to control the weather with might affect some people health-wise negatively. That's all
we do know. We do know the state of Florida sprayed malathion down in down there when we lived there a few years back.
So, I mean, they don't have any problem spraying insecticide on people. Why would they have any problem spraying whatever else
like
it is?
Like I said, maybe it is true. So in order to find out whether or not it's true or to glean more information, I'd have to spend hours and hours of my personal time, where I'd like to be spending that time with my girlfriend, researching on some obscure websites to try to gather as much information of these callers have.
But the thing is, I have spent a great deal of time on these websites, and I am left unconvinced. That's all.
Let's go to KGEZ listener Tom on our amplifier line. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? I just up here in KGEZ land, I don't know what the deal is. I mean, there's two different theories, or that both of the government is basically not helping you. I mean, just two different. There's conspiracy theorists that think the government's against them, and then there's, you know, your guys' view. I'm just glad that the show is on here. I'm not sure how long it's going to be on here, whatever. I'm not sure. People have their own opinions of what they want to hear. All the other shows up here are kind of the 9/11, rah, 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 you know, Jack Blood, all the rest. And anyways, I just wanted to say that I'm glad that I heard the show. I liked the show. You know, I listen to it mostly on podcast now because of time, but I'm an AMP member. I'm glad I heard the show. And whatever the people think up here, I don't know. It's hard to say. They're stuck in their ways, I guess.
It's okay to be stuck in your ways, but to insist that everybody else, be 100% in line with your belief system.
And that's the thing, is I feel like I'm 80 to 90% in line with, what it is that KGEZ is about.
We want more freedom. We want better, more liberty.
It's just two different movements. I mean, there's basically a conspiracy movement that says, oh, the government is evil. And you're the freedom movement, which basically says the government is evil. It's just two different viewpoints, but basically you have to both the same means to an end, right?
Right. So that's why I don't understand what all this hand-wringing and people being upset is really all about. It's very confusing to me.
You know what? A major part of it might be that you're actually a younger talk show host.
That's what attracted
me to the show. It really is.
That's what someone suggested, was that we weren't mature enough. And
there's nothing I can do about that.
We haven't been around long enough. So, but then again, they canceled Lou Dobbs, and he's a lot older than we are. So I don't really understand that. I guess he just... I don't know.
That's all I got. Yep.
Hey, thanks. Tom, thanks for the call, and thanks for your support. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We're going to try Bill one more time. Bill in Kalispell, listening to KGEZ. Bill, are you there, sir? Bill, he's put his phone down. Go ahead and hang up on him. Maybe he'll call back. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mac in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mac.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys, I talked to you about HARP the other night, and after I got off the phone, I basically turned my radio off, and one of my friends told me that you guys had a question about HARP after I got off the phone.
Okay. I don't remember what it was, so hopefully he told you what the question was.
No, he didn't. But I do understand some of the people around Kalispell, though. Like just in the last 20 minutes that I've been sitting here on hold, I heard you guys talk about, you know, the conspiracy theories. Well, you know, when I explained to you about HAARP, you know, I mean, it's not a conspiracy. I mean, it really isn't.
Yes, there really is a government program. I understand. There's a real government program called HAARP, and they really have a 3 billion watt transmitter or whatever it is up in Alaska or something like that, and they are really carrying out experiments. And, again, here's the same question that I've asked before.
I was going to answer that question.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, you guys got a radio program, and all you do is talk about, which is great, local issues and police state issues, which is quite a bit. But when you look at the big picture, you have to understand how for the last 40 years, the government has been abusing us and lying to us to get us to this point. And 9/11 was the apex, the ultimate apex of their long-term goal to enslave this country. And if you think you're going to get away by moving to a state like New Hampshire and banding together and making something happen in one state, just look at Iraq and Afghanistan and then tell me you're going to get away with it. Because those people didn't have nothing to do. Those people didn't have nothing to do with 9/11. And we've killed over a million people.
Well, I haven't killed them.
9/11.
I haven't killed them. Have you?
Care about those men, women, and children that have been killed, maimed, and suffered at the hands of our government. If you don't care,
I don't care. You're putting words in my mouth. We'll continue with your call if you hang on, and make sure you're there to pick up when we come back to you. 800-259-9231. No one ever said we didn't care.
We talk about the Iraq War all the time here.
Yeah,
we're very upset about us being over there.
I'm not over there, by the way. More coming up. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, you can become an amplifier like our last caller from on the amp lines, Tom, listening in KGEZ land. He is an amplifier of the show, meaning he's sending us a certain amount of money per month, at least $3 per month, to help us get on more radio stations across the country and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. We are not interested in spreading the message of chemtrails or other crackpot conspiracy theories as far and as wide as possible, because I don't think, even if they are true, and I don't know, I'm not going to pass judgment on them, even if they are true, I don't think they are as persuasive as telling people what the government is absolute 100% verifiably doing to destroy liberty. That's why I focus on things like, you know, police state stories, big bureaucracy, inefficiency, stuff like that. Stuff that you can really look at. It's real tangible. It's concrete. Stuff that's persuasive.
It's released by, you know, it's out in the major media and people don't dispute it.
So, with that in mind, we continue as Mac is back on with us, listening in KGEZ. Now, Mac, I want a point of clarification here. You said that we didn't care about people dying. Were you talking about in Iraq or in New York on 9/11? I wasn't quite sure what you were getting at there.
Either or. Either
what would
or.
Make you say that? What would make you say that?
We really do care about people dying in Iraq, and we talk about the Iraq war on a great
not
deal.
Not so often these days, but we have certainly talked about it. And we care about violence, and we care about aggression, and we want aggression to stop against our neighbors. Who could care more? I mean, how could we be how could be more caring than we currently
have
are?
Have you did a fundraisers for the 911 rescuers in New York? I mean, come on. You guys got a radio program. That's what I'm angry with you about.
Who's the
best? You got a radio program. There's people suffering from 911 still. It's all a lie. And Christy Todd Whitman came out on the news 3 days after 9/11 and said the air was safe to breathe in lower Manhattan. It's not. You know, there's probably going to be 40, 50,000 people that died from lung-related illnesses.
Well,
and you know, there's other people out there. I mean, you look at us. You know, look at KGEZ crew. We do our fundraising. We help our neighbors, and we help the servicemen. We help everybody we can. You know, and we're a poor state. We're poor. We're all poor, but we all pull together to help our neighbors out.
And I think that's a great thing. I don't have a problem with that. And
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
You sit on the radio, and you call it crackpot conspiracies, and then you and then you diss us when we're the ones out here trying to help the nation. We're the free state.
What are you going to do exactly? I mean, how are you going to help the nation?
You've made about 5 points I didn't get to rebut. Go ahead.
How are you going to help the nation, Mac? Exactly. How are you going to do that?
We're the ones putting out the truth. We're the ones talking freedom.
What do you expect?
We're
talking freedom. Mac, before you go on, you're not going to put out the truth, and you're not going to be talking about freedom if you get rid of Free Talk Live, because all these people that are listening on 40 radio stations and iPods around America, hundreds of thousands of people, they're not going to hear your message anymore because you voted against us. What?
Stop doing one thing and stop calling us crackpots. Okay?
I call the conspiracy theorists crackpots.
Who is us?
I was on the basis where they started the HEART project. I know what it can do. I know what chemtrails are. I know what they can do.
Okay, I hear you, Mac, I understand what you're saying. I get that. But you, as far as I can tell, are simply a guy on the radio. I can't verify what you're saying. I wasn't there. I don't know. And it seems to me really outlandish to suggest that the HAARP antenna was made to, you know, create Hurricane Katrina and lay waste to the United States. That seems like an outlandish claim. And even if it is so, what are we going to do about it except get rid of the evil people in the government, which is what you and I both want.
Right, but don't call us crackpots. We get tired of it.
Hey, what do you expect? What do you expect me to call somebody who believes in the conspiracy theories that you believe in that I do not? What terminology do you want me to use?
How many years did you spend in the service?
You know I haven't spent any.
All right, I know that because I listen to you guys every day. I do.
I thought you said you didn't listen. Yesterday,
no,
you told us you didn't
listen.
All the
time. I've called you guys many, many, many times. Many times. Mac, I called you about the gun rights. I don't need the cops to come protect my house. I've been off the system since 97. I don't pay taxes since 97.
Good, thank you. Good.
Rent's not my name. All right? Now, look, when you call us crackpots, and you did.
I didn't call you a crackpot, Mac. I think the conspiracy theories are crackpot.
And
that's all.
And I don't know. I don't even know what terminology to use for people that have conspiracy theories that are well beyond what I consider to be the
norm.
They're
not provable.
I mean, what do you call somebody who believes that lizard men from outer space are running America?
Fire services.
That was a good question, Mac. I'd like to get an answer from you. Go ahead, Mark.
Mac, what do you call David Icke and the people that believe that lizard men from outer space are running the world?
That is not on the agenda in KGEZ, man.
I'm asking you a question. That is not. That's not, you're answering a question different than the question I'm asking you. What do you call this?
Somebody is talking about David Icke with lizard men. I'm telling you about the science of fire.
All right. It was an easy question, Mac. I'm sorry you don't want to answer it. One more try.
Let me ask the question. What do you call a person who believes that lizard men from outer space are running America, or the world? What do you call them?
You're comparing me to a
No, I'm not. I'm asking you a question.
You told us we can't call those the chemtrail thing or HAARP crackpot
theories. People we disagree with.
I wasn't even calling the people crackpots necessarily as much as we're calling the theories crackpot. I believed in some silly things that I've now rejected. I used to sell magnetic beds when I was 19, or I used to try to sell them, and now I think that's crackpot. Okay, so I'm not necessarily calling the people it. So the question is, if we shouldn't call those crackpot ideas, then what would the appropriate terminology be for the theory that lizard men are running the world? Mac and Kalispell?
You got me on the lizards, buddy. You got me on the lizards, okay?
Because that's the thing.
I would have to say that I don't believe in any lizard, man.
Of course you don't. I don't believe that you do. That's the quandary I'm stuck in, Mac.
You're calling the people up here that are informed, and especially with me. You know, I spent 13 years.
There's no informing on the chemtrail. It's just people looking up at the sky and taking pictures. There's no informing there.
There's a lot of speculation inside of chemtrails because there's not a lot of facts.
And I wasn't on a secret base in Alaska where they had over the horizon radar and they started the. They started the HAARP project.
I believe that you were there. I just don't have any facts about it, Mac. I can't find any facts anywhere other than stuff that's on
Just because you were there doesn't mean that people's minds are being controlled, and it doesn't mean that HAARP's antenna is somehow creating weather conditions. None of
all
that
right.
is...
All right. Now listen to me. Now, you guys know what an airport is, and you know what the green trucks are, right? Those are firefighting trucks, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
I believe you.
Yeah, they're green trucks. They're green trucks. They're operated by one or two men. And whenever there's a plane crash, some trucks roll out with one or two men in them, and they're supposed to control the fire or the crash scene and put the fire out.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
At the Pentagon, on the Pentagon lawn, on 9/11, there was that one of those green fire crash trucks, which I used to run, got paid for it and everything, was good at it. And right there in the building was a 19-foot, 16 to a 19-foot perfectly round hole in the side of the Pentagon, and they want me to believe that a 757 ran into that building.
Well, I don't want you to believe anything.
That's freaking impossible. That's freaking impossible.
See,
it's freaking impossible.
Now, here's the thing, Max. Here's the thing. I don't want you to believe anything. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me what it is that you believe about what happened on the, you know, the Pentagon's lawn. I don't know if it was a missile or a plane or a bomb on the inside or aliens that zapped
a
death ray
right?
into it. I don't know, man. Look,
it's a crackpot theory. See? Why don't you
no,
just say
I didn't
you
say that was a crackpot theory.
Crackpot.
I never called that crackpot. Never have I called that crackpot. I've actually seen some of those videos, the kind of interesting questions that they're asked. I've called the chemtrail thing crackpot. I've called the HARP thing crackpot. I've not called that crackpot. But it's all irrelevant, isn't it? Because we're moving towards liberty. So are you, supposedly. So really, what is the big deal here? You said, by the way, you wouldn't actually come out and admit it, but it sounded like you were suggesting that the lizard theory was crackpot. Would you say that the lizard theory, that lizard men are running the world, is a crackpot theory, Mac?
I would have to. I don't believe in lizard men, man.
There you
so
go.
What did you,
so
would
this,
you say it's crackpot?
This is the quandary that I'm in.
No, I'm not going to call it crackpot. I'm not going to call somebody who believes in
right.
a crackpot.
Fair enough.
Say I don't believe
that,
in
then
it.
There we go. You got that. That's the answer to the question. I thank you for the call, Mac. Mark, what was this you were going to say?
Well, I'm just saying that I'm in a quandary. I mean, the fact is, if no matter what level of conspiracy you believe, whether you believe that there's a giant cabal of men who dance around in front of owls who run the world, or in fact you believe that those men are lizards from outer space. There's somebody who's got a conspiracy theory that's farther down the hole of conspiracy than you are.
And
where? What are they? What terminology am I supposed to use?
Right.
I mean, I run a radio show that thrives on controversy.
I want to make sure that people don't think that I fall in line with those theories just because we allow them on the air on this program. So give me something better to use than crackpot, if that's a naughty word. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
High fuel.